on the road with Ozark Marketing. Unwrapping the Ozarks. Now.
We're broadcasting live and local in Ava at J Brothers. We're here for Unwrap the Ozarks on the Ozark Radio Network, and we're here till around 2 o'clock, and we have various guests coming by, various businesses in and around the area. And I was really happy to have coming in here most recently, Dolin Montez, and she has a business where she works and repairs outboard motors. Dolin's Outboards, I guess, that's what the shirt says, so that's got to be the name of the business. Thank you for coming in here. Now, you live, and I tell people when they talk about Squires, I say, you live in the suburbs then. But Squires is a wonderful place, and that's where your business is located. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got in the business of repairing outboard motors.
Well, it all began when I bought a Volkswagen van back in the 80s. And people ask me, they're like, how did you become a boat mechanic? And I'm like, well, I had a Volkswagen van. I've done 2 cross-country trips in it, drove it for 10 years. I no longer own it, but that got me started. I was always mechanically inclined, or runs in the family, gallops through the family. And I was in Florida, and the school was at Seminole Community College. Once upon a time, Les Barkley was known as the Mercury electronic guru, but Les Barkley had established a school, and I knew it was there. I signed up, and I got in, and when I graduated from there, it was a one-year course, VOTEC, but when I got out of there, I went to Lake Powell, and the rest is history.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, we'll do this again at the end. Your contact information is very important. How can people get hold of you? Do you have an online presence, or how can people find out about you?
All right. They can reach me at 417-291-3378. And out on Facebook, I do have Dolin's Outboards, and I do answer anything on the Facebook page and also through Messenger.
A lot of times people come from this direction and go west. You came from west this direction. How did you land here?
I actually came through Squires on one of my first Volkswagen cross-country trips, and I came through, I say Squires, I actually came through the Ozarks, and that was 1992. I fell in love with it. I am originally out of Maryland. So this very much reminds me of Maryland, the Virginia area, etc.
I don't know if this happens ever for you, but I would guess that we have so many people, you know, in this part of the world, may not know anyone to take a outboard motor to get it worked on, because you go down the highway, you go around the county roads and outside of town, all over the place. Every once in a while, you'll see a boat sitting out in someone's yard with the motor hanging off of it. And chances are, it's probably not working. They just don't know who to call, but you can help them, right?
I certainly can. And the other service that I do offer is, if you are driving around and you see a boat sitting in somebody's yard and you think you would like to buy it, you can actually call me and I can accompany you. I'll bring various tools to actually go give an overview on it and be able to recommend whether it's worth buying or not.
Fixing outboard motors got to be kind of a niche. How did you get that interested in doing this?
Well, I actually, like I said, I had a pretty good mechanical background long before I went into the school, and I worked on a lot of my own stuff. One of the big things that you have to understand is the difference between two-stroke motor and a four-stroke motor. Obviously, our cars, that's a four-stroke motor. Most of our outboards, of course, what four strokes are up and coming. I have one sitting in my shop right at the moment. But four strokes for the outboards, they have evolved. If you understand electronics and like fuel injection, or what we in the outboard business call direct fuel injection, there are two different things. Once you understand one system, they all work the same. So it's basically not hard. Once you understand the foundation, through career jobs that I had in the past, I actually did teach. So it was hands-on just in the marinas, but I used to teach the guys, you know, how to go through stuff. I was also known as Gen Girl. I worked on the houseboat generators. So
Lynn Montez is the proprietor here, and she can get you running again. What, by the way, you're, again, for people that may want to know, located in Squires, what is your contact information again?
My contact information, it is 417-291-3378. I can be reached on Facebook. I have DeLynn's Outboards. There is a Facebook page. I do answer Messenger. Also, if you are coming down JJ Highway from Spurlock's, which is right there at 5 and JJ, I'm 4 miles down. You'll see my sign. It says DeLynn's Outboards.
And if you can see the Ranger Tower, you're probably in the right.
Very close
to it. DeLynn's Outboards, thank you so much, and we wish you nothing but the very best. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Great. All right, we'll come back with more in just a bit. Jay Brothers is where we're at in Ava. Unwrapped the Ozarks continues till 2 here on the Ozark Radio Network.